Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Sherrod. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Roy Sherrod. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Cronin. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball four. Combs moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Haas reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Earnshaw. Dickey moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and has Dickey trapped. There's the throw to Hale and over to Cronin, who tags Dickey for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Combs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and moves to third. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robertson moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. Robertson moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherrod strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robertson moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robertson tags and scores. Gehrig tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Boley reaches second base with a double. Hale moves to third. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale scores. Boley moves to third. 2 outs. It's Yankees, 1, Athletics, 1. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel strikes out. 1 out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haas tags and moves to second. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox is walked intentionally. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hale. Combs goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dickey moves to third. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0 for 3 in the game. Sherrod hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Jim Cronin. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive towards short. Koenig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Haas reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. It's Yankees, 2, Athletics, 2. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. Simmons tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Miller reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing second base. Lefty Grove now pitching. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Earl Combs. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry pinch hits for Gene Robertson. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dyke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Gehrig strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.